The title of our message this morning is Soul Prosperity. I'd like to lead you in the path to arrive at that place in your life spiritually where your soul prospers and is in good health. For that, I'll have you turn in the Bible to 3 John. Two things are paramount in the pathway to prosperity is prayer and the principles of Scripture. Principles of Scripture can be extracted as you read. And as you read, there will be that incentive to pray. One seems to work with the other. They are tag team partners. Prayer and Bible reading go hand in hand. And we read in 3 John, at the beginning, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius. That's what he thought of him. We talked about that in previous messages. Well-beloved. Apparently the man was a leader in this particular house church. The elder says further, he says, this Gaius whom I love in the truth. And then he uses the word beloved in verse number 2. And he begins by saying, I wish. Very specific word meaning to pray. It is translated that in other places in the New Testament, pray. I wish above all things, said this elder, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And he says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Verse number 5 and verse number 6 give the evidence of that walk. Beloved, he uses that word again. That's what he thinks of them. That's what he thinks of these people. Thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou wilt bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. The prayer of the righteous man availeth much, as you've heard me say over and over here. When he says, I wish, when John says, I wish above all things that you may prosper. I want to again use a Bible study device to have you get a well-rounded understanding of this wish. Elsewhere used, the Apostle Paul in Acts 26:29, for example, said this, I would wish, I would is the word is in the English, but it is the Greek word that we see translated wish or prayer. He said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all them that hear this day were both almost and altogether such as I. Now those words were spoken to King Agrippa and to King Festus, two pagans. They just heard a reasoned exposition of prophetic gospel truth in which Agrippa said these famous words, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Which is why Paul said, I would to God that not only Agrippa and Festus, but everybody here in the room hearing what I've just said would be just like I am, a child of God. And again, you find this same word in another narrative in Acts 27 and the 29th verse. There are the sailors in fear of shipwreck. It is said in verse 29 there that they cast four anchors at nighttime now. At nighttime. They cast four anchors out of the stern. And it says they wished, they prayed, same word. They wished for the day. Daylight. Horrifying it is to be in such a terrible place and can't see anything around you. And again in Romans chapter 9 verse 3, the apostle Paul said this, and listen, please notice in his words here in the third verse, the extent of his evangelistic fervor for his family. When he said, I could pray that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren. That's what he said. I could wish that I was accursed in the place of my brethren, if I could just trade places with them. Now that's an expression of deep and sincere evangelistic fervor, revealing the extent to which he was willing to go if it were possible. Now you and I both know it's not possible. No man can trade his life for another man. But if it were possible, the apostle Paul says, if it were possible, I would pray that to be the case. And then there's an interesting take on this same word in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 7. I want you to see that. If you would please find your way there, just for the record, so you can see in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 7. Let me read the verse to you, where he says, "Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and you are strong, and this also we wish." The word wish is the same word pray in verse 7. So they're interchangeable. And here's what he's wishing for. Even your perfection. Your thorough equipping for the work of the ministry. And then, again, I remind you where we started in James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray. There's the same word. And wish one for another that you may be healed. Now, there's two things I want to point out there, what he's getting at where healing is concerned. When James uses this word, is this wish, this prayer, that you may be healed, either it refers to a sickness that's related to chastening for sin, or healed or cured from the power of sin. Indeed, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Which brings us full circle back to 3 John, those first two verses, where the apostle wishes, where he prays. Above all things, he clears the slate and establishes priority. Above all things, there's nothing more important, nothing more compelling in the mind of the author of this text for the people that he was sending the letter to, any more than there is any greater priority in my heart for you. I view you as this in the same way that John viewed these people when he said to them, called them beloved. Well, beloved. He says over and over again to those who will read, I have you in my heart. So above everything else pushed aside, above all things that thou mayest prosper. Spiritual prosperity can be maxed out no matter what the material circumstances of your life might be. There can be spiritual prosperity even if you are the victim of a loathe disease with the terminal outcome. There can be spiritual prosperity if you have spent your last dime and are bankrupt, literally. There can be spiritual prosperity when your best friend betrays you and you have nowhere else to turn. There can be spiritual prosperity even if you are isolated, as was the Apostle John in the book of Revelation. He was in exile on the island of Patmos, and he was all alone. And he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. No one else was there. And yet the Apostle John enjoyed a degree of spiritual prosperity that most of us would envy. So above all things, says John, I wish above all things that you may prosper. Now that word prosper is interesting to me. It is a word that means to help someone out along the roadway. I know that Christian people have a hard time going down the highway, seeing somebody off the side of the road, blown tire, or the hood's up, and you say, well, what can I do to help? And so you pull off there, simply because you're a Christian. And you want to help. You want to see what you can do to get them along the way. Either take them where they need to go, or make sure they have a phone to call help to the side, a tow truck, or a policeman, or whatever it takes. Now in the day that was typical, was it not? But in our own day, people are pretty much reluctant to do that anymore simply because of the dread stories that you hear of good Samaritans being taken advantage of. But it's still in the heart. And there's the sense of that word, to help someone along the way so as that they might arrive successfully at their proper destination. And in where we are concerned, the destination is the prosperity of the soul. Now I have a message separate that will give a crystal clear, absolutely brilliant, colorful picture of a soul in prosperity for another time. But that's the proper destination. But here it is talking about health, that you may be in health even as your soul prospers. Health, again, of course, is referring to sound moral purity, doctrinal purity. When health refers to the physical, it's referring to that which is uncorrupt. When it is in a sound state of affairs. Then please look at what he says in the third verse, 3 John. I'm going to have you go back there, spot up with me there, please. Keep in mind the word prosper as it intersects at a roadway. In verse number 3, I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Those that for whom he wished, for whom he prayed, were walking in the truth. And I want you to understand that that word prosper is a compound word. A compound word. The prefix is not so much important as to the manner of the walking, but the suffix of the word is hodos. You may remember what Jesus said in John chapter 14 when he employs this same word in John 14:6, when he said, I am the way, hodos. I am the way, exclusive. And it's used 3 times in the New Testament. One is here, of course, and one at Romans chapter 1, verse 10. So that takes us back to Romans chapter 1, just for a minute, if you would. We were there extensively last week. I want to return there for a minute now. Romans chapter 1. Again, keeping in mind the hodos, the road. When he says in verse number 10, again, prayer is there. He's always making mention in prayers, making request in verse 10, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous, there's that word, journey. In the context of prayer now, which is seen in verses 9 and 10, that I might have a prosperous journey, and it is said, by the will of God to come unto you. If by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey, any means at all. For John, the apostle who is the author of the text we were looking at in 3 John, the news that his prayers were being answered brought to him great joy. It's an amazing thing when the earnest, fervent prayer of a righteous man having availed much, and that righteous man then gets up off his knees and he looks around and sees God answering his prayers here and there. And so it was with John. When he saw these people walking in the truth, it brought him great joy. It just thrilled his heart. It brought him great joy to hear that my children walk in the truth. Now, we take a different train. Truth. In the truth. The Word. Remember what the Lord Jesus said in His great high priestly prayer? It seems like we're always weaving in prayer here. In His great high priestly prayer in John 17, at the 17th verse, He prayed this way. Sanctify them, the apostles, and by extension, everybody downline from them, that thy truth, sanctify them through thy truth. And then He defined the truth. John 17, 17 says, thy word is truth. And only here, my friends, only here can soul cleansing occur. Only here. How do I know that? Let me conclude here with two verses in John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse number 3. John 15, verse number 3. Now ye are clean. Now ye are clean, He says, through the word which I have spoken unto you. And so when the apostle John writes to his beloved and he says, I'm so happy that to hear that you're walking in the truth, with all that that encompasses, it is evident that their soul was prospering because they were taking heed to what God had said. Now are you clean through the word which I have spoken to you. And Peter puts it a different way. In 1 Peter 1, verse 22 says, you have purified your souls. Here's how he said he did it. You purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. Here then is that apostolic wish for his beloved friends in Christ. At another time, we are going to reveal this portrait. We're going to have the showing of the portrait of what it is when a soul is prospering, but let it be for the moment this truth said, that we might join our hearts together for one another, where we would wish above all things for each other, that we may prosper and be in good health even as our soul prospers above all things. Above all things. Our Father and our God, that we might be people of prayer. That in itself we understand a profound act of faith. Why would we pray if we didn't believe someone was listening? But you have invited us to come in faith and bring our petitions with us to have a hearing before the omnipotent God of heaven. We ask, Lord, for your mercies now. In Jesus' name, amen.